The initial public offering of software services company Happiest Minds Technologies Limited was fully subscribed within a few hours on the first day of the issue on Monday, thanks mainly to high demand from retail investors. The offering of about 23.26 million shares and MD-, excluding the anchor investors and SQO portion and MD-, had received bids for 17.65 million shares on the National Stock Exchange and 15.34 million shares on the BSE by early afternoon. This translates into overall demand for 1.44 times the shares on offer. Retail investors bid for 7.1 times their quota, while the portion set aside for non-institutional investors such as corporate houses and high net worth individuals, HNIs, was covered a fifth. Institutional investors had bid for a little more than 8% of their quota, stock exchange data showed. However, at least 75% of Happiest Minds and SQO IPO is reserved for institutional investors, owing to its past 3-year profitability track record. In a typical IPO, at least 50% of shares are reserved for institutional investors, 35% for retail investors and 15% for non-institutional and non-retail investors such as corporate bodies and HNIs. The company turned profitable in 2018-19 with a net profit of 14.2 crore on revenue of 590.4 crore. It had reported a loss of 22.5 crore for the year ended March 2018 on revenue of 463 crore. Its consolidated net profit for 2019-20 jumped to 71.7 crore on revenue from operations of 698 crore. Ahead of the IPO, Happiest Minds raised 315.9 crore, $43.13 million, from a bunch of anchor investors that included Singapore sovereign wealth fund Chick Private Limited. Hedge funds and public markets funds managed by Avendus Capital, Summit Nagar-led Malabar Investments and IFL Asset Management Limited also took part in the anchor allotment, stock exchange data showed. Bengaluru-based Happiest Minds, which is backed by private equity investor JP Morgan CMDB2, allotted a little more than 19 million shares at the upper end of the RS 165-166 per share price band to 25 institutional investors. The IPO closes on Wednesday. The company is targeting a valuation of as much as 2,438 crore through the IPO that comprises a fresh issue of shares worth 110 crore and an offer for sale of shares worth up to 592 crore by the company in SQO's founder Ashok Soota as well as JP Morgan CMDB2. JP Morgan CMDB2 will exit its over 5-year investment in the company with handsome returns, VC Circle reported in June after the company filed its draft red herring prospectus with the capital markets regulator. The IPO will result in 28.79% stake dilution on a post-issue basis. Soota and number 39's stake will fall to 40.89% after the IPO from 48.83% at present. ICICI Securities and Nomura Financial Advisory and Securities, India, Private Limited are the merchant bankers arranging the share sale.